Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Chris, man, what's the Lord laying on your heart?
For a little while now, God's been taking me through Psalms, and then what I'm seeing is, you know, David's been talking a lot about how his enemies are coming against him. He's surrounded on all sides by the enemy, and just to read from one particular Psalm, Psalm 3, it says, "O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying to me, 'God will not deliver him.'" You know, and that statement there reminded me of what we discussed the other day, is that statement that was said after that tragedy in Connecticut, is, mm-hmm. you know, "Where's your God now?"
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, the enemy is just coming, you know, coming against God's people hard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he goes on to say, he says, "But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me."
Mm-hmm.
He goes on, but, you know, what just really stands out to me is that as long as we, you know, are seeking after God, you know, mm-hmm. we're following mm-hmm. his commandments, you know, we're seeking his face, he's with us. And he goes on, he continues to say how, you know, those who go after him will be blessed. It's the, you know, from the Lord comes deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
May your blessing be on your people, you know. And so, you know, despite what's going on around you, despite what it looks like, despite what people are saying against mm-hmm. you, what they're saying against our God, he's there. He's with us. And he's going to fight for us,
mm-hmm.
and that's where our joy comes from, is from the Lord, knowing mm-hmm. that he's there with us and that he's going to be on our side because we're seeking after him. But of course, there's always that if, you know, if you're seeking,
mm-hmm. oh yeah,
you know, if you're going after the Lord, you know, we have nothing to worry about. We don't have any concerns.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just, you know, what God's really been showing me. You know, even though things look so gloom and doom and bad,
you know.
You know, we know we're good. You know, like we were talking about Pam, you know, and that, you know, even that, mm-hmm. even in that, you know, is so encouraging.
Right.
That, you know, she was, you know, I remember, you know, going to meet with her, you know, about a week ago before she passed.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was excited.
Wasn't she? Talk yeah. how hard to explain that, isn't it?
Yeah. It
like
is.
To other people, it's like, yeah. This is an exciting moment yeah. when you're yeah. about to be with God.
Yeah,
that's
she was,
right.
Yeah, she was so excited, and she says, because I brought my family in, and she says, and I was there with Pat and his family, and she says, "I'm happy now,"
mm-hmm.
and because all who loved her were around her,
yeah,
and she was happy, and she knew where she was going, and she was at peace.
And beautiful.
Yeah, so that's so important. If you want to have that peace in your life, you know, make Jesus the Lord of your life, and I want to mm-hmm. encourage you. You know, if you don't know God through his son, Jesus Christ, go to meetmyfather.org. That's what Pam did. And mm-hmm. she had such joy in the transition. And we had such joy mm-hmm. in watching her go. You know, I like yeah. when David was always talking, he would first, you know, declare, you know, the goodness of God. And mm-hmm. I will praise him. And he's able to deliver me. And mm-hmm. he would lay out the reality that God can deliver.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had no problem at the second part after the Selah of in his Psalms as he's writing them. Then he would say, "Dear God, mm-hmm. I've already praised you. I've already said, I already told you, I already know you can deliver me. Mm-hmm. Dear God, deliver me." They're coming in on all sides, you know. Right. And he began, so many people say, well, you can't talk about reality. You know, having faith in God is not to be able to talk about the reality. As long as you know who God is and what God can do, and you profess that and you confess that, then there's nothing wrong with saying, well, my God can deliver me, but even if he doesn't, but God, I do want you to deliver me from this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how David does that,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, when he goes on to say that same proverb, is that...
the psalm?
Psalm, excuse me. It says, you know, "I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side." And then with boldness, he says, "Arise, Lord, deliver me, O my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. from the Lord comes deliverance.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and that's why we believe that we're about to see the greatest harvest on the face of the earth. Why? Mm-hmm. Because great trouble is coming. Great trouble is coming on every aspect of the globe. And with that our God's greater than this trouble. You know, he says, cheer up, I've overcome all this trouble, I've overcome this life. And that, you know, like you're saying, you know, we know God's going to move. And it's going to be in our peace in the midst of great trouble and chaos is our witness to those that don't know God, that we're going to be saved by God and they're going to be destroyed lest they know God, which encourages people to say, okay, if I keep going this way, I'm going to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. But if I choose the path that you chose, the new way, the way of Jesus, then I'll live. You know, I could hear it right now, just like could you repeat the question? Heaven or hell? It's a no-brainer. It's like, oh, hello. I see. The truth becomes so clear. Light becomes so obvious in gross darkness. The darker things get, the brighter light's going to be. Mm. And so as Christians, we should not be concerned about things. Understand that there'll be a great harvest that comes on the earth if we stand and stay faithful and steadfast in the time like David did. Mm. Like David did. That's awesome. Wow, that's totally awesome, man. I appreciate you sharing that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.